Hello, everyone. It's been, almost 3 years? Well, I want to start this episode by thanking each one of you for your support. I decided to share my survivor story with the goal of helping someone, just someone. I thought if I could help one single person, I'll be ever so happy. All of a sudden, it was more than one person that heard the podcast. Then I thought perhaps 100 people will hear it. Then I was in awe when I got a message of gratitude and I went to see the number of downloads. And to my surprise, my friends, over 1,000. And then it kept going. So to the many thousands of listeners, I am grateful. Because as much as I did this to help one person or maybe more, I ended up helping myself. This podcast has given me ways to grow as a better person. There is magic when you give, and there is magic when you don't have expectations. And that magic in this case became the strength to keep on sharing my story. With the same hope of helping a person, anyone who can relate and find in these words a little sparkle that will fire up their desire to take the first step to their recovery, or to continue in it. Well, after closing out my 22nd episode in September 2023, I mentioned that I had other projects to work on. And to my surprise, I realized that one of those projects was to write a book about sexual abuse again. And I say surprise because I really didn't think about writing a book before, but in thinking or meditating about what would be the best way to help others, I thought, okay, let's try to make it something that everyone is familiar with, which is the written word. So I am sharing again details about surviving and then successfully working on my recovery to a point that I feel very happy and strong. And I really hope that that will be the case for all of you. Let me tell you what has happened since the last episode. If you recall, I have been attending a support group since late 2020. Although I have tried other groups, this is my group. It is where I feel I have a family who knows me and accepts me as I am. I had a different therapist then, and then I tried another, and just recently I started seeing a young lady to help me with my panic attacks and also with processing more memories that have come up to light. We are working the processes of these memories or the panic attacks through EMDR. This new therapist has been a blessing. She is totally awesome. We meet virtually and she pays attention to all details before and after the sessions. She is great at guiding me through the processes and pinpointing what the root of the triggers are. It is working so well and I am very grateful. Also, the last couple of years have been pretty amazing. I walked part of two of the Caminos de Santiago de Compostela. These are hikes through Spain. One of them is the Camino Francés, or the French Way, and the other is... I only walk part of those two Caminos because I am in no shape to complete each one from end to end. If you are not familiar with the Camino, let me quickly tell you that it is a pilgrimage that started centuries ago by the Apostle St. James. He walked many routes preaching in the Asturias region of Spain, and it is believed that his remains were buried. In the past, people would walk the Caminos for religious reasons, but now it is something that anyone will do for any reason or none at all. What you get out of the experience can be called a miracle by some, or a gift from the universe. Oh my goodness, there are just no words to describe the feelings I encountered during those adventures. I travel alone. I travel once with my dog. And the freedom I felt, the joy, the wonder, the happiness of sharing with fellow travelers and walking alone with nature all around me gave me endless, I mean endless amounts of happiness. In any event, if you want to learn more about these hikes, caminos, pilgrimage, you can Google it or find groups that talk about it. There is an incredible amount of resources on this subject. Also, watch The Way. It's just called The Way with Martin Sheen. It will give you an idea of what I am talking about. Back to my life's transformation. I have shared with you all my quest to get better and truly find a peaceful, healthy, and happy life after I was assaulted in January 2020. Since, I have done an incredible amount of work for my recovery, and my life is not perfect now. I don't think anyone's life is, but it is sure much happier and peaceful. I feel different, and everything is better. There are triggers still, unwanted memories, casual conversations about abuse, and I can manage it all, objectively and calmly. Please don't think that difficult moments never come. They do. There are some instances that I feel profound sadness for the child who missed so much of her childhood. But I just manage it so much better. I never imagined that I could get to this point. There are other times that I unexpectedly have a memory that I did not have before, some extra information about the abuse. And then is when I have to use the tools collected during these past 5 years. And if I need to talk to a therapist, then I do that. And this is why I am in therapy again. I wanted to manage my ability to travel by car, just the way I did it so many years ago, without the fear of a huge bridge or an overpass. I have not been able to travel over them, to drive over them. So it had been only 3 or 4 sessions and a few weekends after I started with this therapist, I was able to drive over the Delaware Bridge. Boom, fireworks. Without any symptoms that predestined these panic attacks. I did it. And it was freaking amazing. I cried after. Happy tears, of course. It really was amazing. Well, I wasn't alone when I was going over this bridge. I could not have ventured to do this by myself, but I did it. And my friend was next to me and I was calm and I'm very proud of myself. I keep working on what I need to in order to feel better in every aspect of my life. That's what I have to do. Just keep on going, keep on working, make everything better. I have to push myself to do this. Because I really, really want to be in a good place all the time. And yes, again, it will have its downs as well. I am very aware of it. I have also been playing with the idea of having another relationship. You know, a partner. I think intending to have a relationship with someone requires being in a healthy space, feeling secure and strong in our minds. Ensuring that whatever steps we take is done with our well-being in mind and that our recovery is not being affected by adding more to our already full plate. Starting a relationship makes me realize and think of all the wrong ideas I had about this aspect of life. I really didn't know what a couple's relationship should be. Well, to be truthful, I am still very lost about it. Maybe not very, but a little lost about it. But I know that I have gone through hell and back, and I can definitely handle being with someone. Or being alone, of course, which is pretty great. Who knows if they can do it, though? if they can go on my path together and really be supportive of each other and understanding of each other. But either way, I will be fine. We'll see what happens there. Another thing that I started working on early last year was writing a book. You know, the book that I mentioned earlier. And after multiple reviews and corrections, moving paragraphs and trying to make sense of timing in my past, I have come up with a final manuscript. Ha! I did it! And I am thrilled to have done it. I may not be a professional writer, definitely not a professional writer, an expert, but I sure am an honest one. It is all about recovery from sexual abuse, and I know about this. So I have written it from my heart, from my experience, as my truth. And I really hope that I will be able to help someone through the stories that I share. With the help of a good friend, we came up with the title, Unsilenced, A Journey of Healing from Sexual Abuse. At the end of this month, you will be able to find this recount on Amazon, and you may also order a copy. Through these written words, I hope I will be able to reach your heart and help you see how incredible you are, realize that you are enough, and believe that you can achieve anything you put your mind to. And remember always that you are supported and loved. Thank you, my friends. Until next time.